Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we look at the words of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, 7 to 8, and 12 to 13. 1 to 3, 7 to 8, and 12 to 13. Remember, before I read this passage, just remember, not if you're in the car, just listen if you're in the car, but if you're in any other situation, please have your scripture with you. Really want to encourage you to do that. I'm reading from the edition that is tied into Magnificat magazine, and the translation that the American bishops use is the New American Bible translation. I don't think it's the best, but for whatever reasons, they have chosen it as the best to be used in the United States and a number of other English-speaking countries. Other nations use other translations of the Bible. I think Canada uses the Jerusalem Bible translation. And as I said, other countries of the world may use different ones. But just sometimes people are asking me, what translation are you using? I'm using the one that's used for the liturgies at Mass in the United States. And I'm using that translation because that's the one, since I am here in the U.S., that's the one where many, many people listen to it. If your translation varies, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It's good to check it out to make sure that you have a good translation, but there are other translations that are used for the liturgy depending on the country that you're in. Again, the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, 7 to 8, and 12 to 13. Think of Jesus saying this to you. This is the prophet Jeremiah now speaking. The Lord spoke to him. Well, think of this as Jesus speaking to you. The word of the Lord came to me. Go, cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert and land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and you defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. But Jesus is saying, what God is saying is, I sought you. I gave you my word. I fed you. I nurtured you. You used to love me as a bride loves her husband. You followed me into the desert. You were faithful to me. But then when I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. In other words, when the pressure was over, when they were under pressure, they would follow the Lord. They would do what he said. They were terrified. But when things subsided, what did they do? They went back to their old ways. They didn't listen to the Lord. And how often that happens to us. In times of great fervor, in times of inspiration, or times when we make promises to God, it sounds so good. Yes, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Yes, yes, yes. And then when the tension subsides, what do? We go back to our old ways. That's what the Israelites did. They followed the Lord because they had nowhere else to go. But now things have eased off a bit. And the Lord is saying, I gave you the garden land with good fruit, and you entered, defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. In other words, and we can ask that question today, are we following the Lord? Are all the leaders of God's people following the Lord? Whether it be the priests, whether it be the lawmakers, whether it be justices of the Supreme Court or whatever Supreme Court is called, whatever name is used in whatever country you're from. Who are we following? Who are we paying attention to? Have we gotten ourselves so caught up in immediate satisfaction that we're not really willing to labor for something which would be far better? We just want a quick fix. We just want a fast solution. And so often what that does is take us away from the Lord, whether it be personal or whether it be as a country or whether it be as the church. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied about all. They went after a false idol. They went after useless idols. We're doing that all over the place today, brothers and sisters. See if you can identify it. Point the finger at yourself first. Where are you following false gods? Where are you paying more attention to what the world offers you than what God is offering you? Be amazed at this, O heavens. Shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living water, and they have dug themselves broken cisterns that hold no water. We have turned away from the fountain of living water, and we get very thirsty. And so what do we drink from? We drink from polluted waters. All over the place, brothers and sisters, we're drinking from polluted water. There's such an uproar in our country, and justifiably so, for the situation in Flint, Michigan. Justifiably is there an uproar that so much lead was in the water that it has affected the children very, very much. It's affected all the people who live there. But they're too poor to go elsewhere, many of them. We have a great outcry about that. But have we stopped to look at where we're drinking from lead-poisoned water today? What are you watching on TV? What are you watching on the internet? What are you listening to? What people are you associating with? Where are you going? What do you do for pleasure? What do you do for recreation of any kind? Where are you going? Are you drinking from the source of polluted water, or are you drinking from the fountain of living water? Brothers and sisters, this is very, very serious. We're up in arms, and we should be at the lead levels in the children, because of what it will do to their brains and other organs of their body. There should be an outcry. There should be even far more of an outcry than there is. Right here in my own state, there are lots of people serving, lots of people quietly going about doing everything they can to rectify this situation. Some say it's too little, too late. I don't know. The verdict isn't in on that. But I do know that if spiritually you and I drink from the fountains of polluted water, we're going to end up in hell, except by the mercy of God, because we had time to repent. The problem is we don't know when we're going to die, and we're foolish, foolish, if we say, oh, I have more time, then I'll repent. Please heed the word of the Lord. Because Psalm 36 tells us, with you is the fountain of life, O Lord. With you is the fountain of life. That's where the living waters are. That's where the mercy of God is. That's where the wisdom of God is. How precious is your mercy, O God. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They have their fill of the prime gifts of your house. From your delightful stream you give them to drink. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Keep up your mercy toward your friends, your just defense of the upright of heart. Really, brothers and sisters, I urge you, examine your conscience. Take a look at this. Take a look at it clearly. Where are you drinking from polluted water? And don't get into the, well, it's not as bad as. Don't get into that. Even a little bit of lead can do tremendous damage. Don't go that route. Are you drinking from the fountain of living water or not? And if you're drinking from other fountains, go away from them immediately today. Today. And I do literally mean today turn away. Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" And he said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away." Brothers and sisters, Jesus isn't saying that I'm sorting out the ones I'm going to give to and the ones I'm not going to give to. It's our choice. To anyone who has, more will be given. I've chosen to follow the Lord. I've chosen to obey him. I've chosen to put my life under his authority. I've chosen to obey his word. Great blessings will come to me, and I will drink from living water. But there are others, brothers and sisters, who refuse to follow the Lord, who go their own way, who don't care. There are serious consequences to that, consequences that are not known right away, but will be known. And you do not want them to reach the point of no return. Today, turn around. Today, turn away from the polluted water. Turn away. Jesus goes on to say, "This is why I speak to them in parables, because look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand." In other words, you're blind, deaf, and dumb, and you don't want to hear. You don't want to hear. You don't want to listen. You're happy with what you have, even though it's polluted waters and it's going to cause your death. Maybe tomorrow I'll think about that. Don't allow it, brothers and sisters, in your own life. If that's the path you're on, get out of it in the next 5 minutes. Really, it's that serious. Step away. "This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them.'" Many people purposefully turn away. "I don't want God. I want what I want now when I want it." If you're listening to this program and you're in that spot, brothers and sisters, I beg you, stop right now, this moment, and decide that it's over, that you're going to put aside the polluted waters, and that you're going to turn to the living water. It will bring you life. And Jesus says to those who will do that, "Blessed are your eyes because they see," or you will see, "and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." May God give you grace to hear and to see what God has for you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." God bless you.